Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
If you happen to be a Johannesburg resident, much like I am, you might have been woken up by an SMS over the last 2 days informing you of a tariff increase of just over 12% that will be implemented from the 1st of July. Now, as we know, our pockets have been under strain, pinched on every side and at every angle. And here we are having to fork out yet an additional charge on our electricity tariffs. We're going to decipher what this does mean now. And of course, a recurring 200 Rand charge as a fee. But when we take a look at how this does accumulate, how it's measured, where the money is going, this is where we're going to get further details and insight into the conversation now. We've got two guests that will join us on the line, but we'll first start with Frank Hinda, who is City Power's General Manager for Tariffs. Following that, we will be joined by Mielani Holeni, who's the Group Chief Advisor at Ndiso Consulting, giving us two different perspectives on this particular conversation, but of course helping us, you and I, as Joburg City residents, to have more clarity on the story. You're welcome to share your questions as well. 063-688-0959. Frank Hinda joins us now, General Manager for Tariffs at the City of Johannesburg, at City Power, I beg your pardon. Mr. Hinda, welcome to the show and thank you for your time.
Good evening, ma'am, and good evening to Power FM listeners.
Indeed, it's Kaya FM listeners. Power is on the other side of the M1.
My apologies.
No worries. I understand you've been speaking to a lot of our peers and colleagues today, rightfully so, because there's a lot of questions that South Africans and Joburg City residents would like to understand around this tariff increase. Maybe let's just start by getting context and background. As we know, NERSA, the National Energy Regulator, plays a critical role when it comes to tariff increases. Share the context and the rationale behind the 12.7% tariff increase that we are seeing now.
Okay. Yes, good evening, and thank you for the opportunity. Yes, indeed, NERSA regulates electricity prices in South Africa. And as you may know, City Power, as a distributor of electricity, essentially purchases it from Eskom and one other IPP. But by and large, 90% of our purchases are from Eskom. And our operating costs, more than 75% of our operating costs, is linked to the bulk purchases cost which we get from Eskom. And that is regulated by NERSA, and the increase that is given to Eskom will therefore have a direct impact on what City Power can ask for as an increase when it's due normally at the 1st of July every year.
Understood.
Now, informed by that, we are also required to undertake cost of supply studies, and as informed by the cost of supply study, it has found and confirmed imbalances that we were aware of in certain customer categories, as well as our concerns about our overall tariff level. And all those are considered, and of course, the impact on the customers and input from customers, all that influences what we finally decide to apply to NERSA.
And maybe let's go there, Mr. Hinda, just to fully comprehend the impact on customers here. Help us understand what this 200 Rand is made up of and where it's going. I understand there's an intriguing split here between the service as well as electricity.
Now, this is particularly concerning residential prepaid customers.
Residential.
For which we used to have one customer category only. But going for from yesterday, we now have two separate customer categories within the residential group, prepaid. One is focused, which is called residential prepaid loan, which is focused on the indigent customer, which will be subjected to an increase as well. It would not be, it is not as much as 12%. It could range from about 6 to 7%, depending on the customer's usage. But that customer category is not going to attract the 200 basic charge.
And I'm assuming this is based on their location, right, in order for you to determine that they might be indigent.
City Power, City of Johannesburg is keeping an indigent register,
okay,
as informed by government policy as well as COJ policy.
Gotcha.
In terms of where people can apply that qualify based on a certain assessment that they do, then would then be determined and be put on the indigent register. Our requirement is that the customer should have an indigent ESP number for us to be able to put them on that specific tariff.
Are you able to share the percentage of customers that fall in this category?
It should be just less than about 10% of the customer category, of the prepaid customer. It's about 11,000 would be on the prepaid, based on our current database, will qualify to be on VAT tariff. But you must understand that not everybody who qualifies for indigent tends to apply.
100%.
So it may not be a full representation of the indigent population.
100%.
Of the city power.
Perfect. As you've said, Mr. Hinda, they are not impacted by this particular tariff increase, not as much as 12%. But talk to the rest of the citizens that will be.
Now, the rest of the prepaid customer historically have always been subsidized by other customer categories. Mm-hmm. They have been enjoying the lowest tariff for a very long time. And it is becoming quite evident that the extent to which that subsidy can be sustained is limited. So we have been starting to embark on a journey where prepaid customer would be required to contribute more to the cost, mainly to do with the cost of operating the city power network that ensures that electricity is available to the customer as and when they require it. So that basic charge, which will consist of a 70 rand service charge and a capacity charge of 130 rand, is then meant to cater for the needs to make sure that the network is available. We're operating the network. Even if customers don't use it in a given time for electricity, we still need to operate and maintain the network to make sure that electricity is available on the switch of a button. And that's what that is meant to cover.
I'm glad that you emphasize that service cost, because a lot of South Africans and residents of Joburg might say, hold on, we still experience load reduction or load shedding in certain regions of the metro. So where is this additional cost going to? And contextualize for us the frustration that many Joburg city residents might express with regard to paying for a service that's not always reliable.
Yes, of course, there are challenges, but we have pockets of where the network, if it is isolated in that specific area, is maybe not fully equipped. And in fact, the infrastructure that is there is not able to take the full load, especially the peak load when everybody is using electricity in a given area, when the infrastructure may not be able to support that. And obviously, with these revenues that City Power is generating, and it's going to generate, it will be pumped in there so that we are able to improve on the reliability of electricity supply where it is not the case.
Mr. Hinda, let's talk about the revenue model that you have. As we're well aware, City Power does have an outstanding debt payment with Eskom. And I guess this speaks to the overriding value chain, receiving the necessary funds from residents, making sure that they are compliant with the payments, and as a result, making it easy for City Power to manage its debt facility with Eskom. Talk to us about the level of compliance in South Africa. How many customers are, I guess, overdue in payments? And does this increase not further jeopardize the ability to pay for tariffs going forward?
Well, of course, there is the issue of ability to pay, and there is the aspect where people may choose not to pay because maybe whoever is owed is not doing enough effort to go out and collect the revenues that may be due. And indeed, debt management is a challenge within the city, and it is efforts have been put into place to manage that. That's why now and then you will hear about disconnection drives, that way we go around and making sure that people actually are paying for the service that we are rendering to the customer. Remember, for example, if you look at the analogy of a cell phone, we are paying for the airtime that we use on cell phones as and when it's due. But we need electricity to keep our cell phones on. So if measures are put into place and managing that, but I believe that there will be greater cooperation from the customers in terms of that. So it is a two-way stream, and City Power is and has to do more to make sure that customers take care of their dues. About Eskom debt, we must appreciate that, you know, we buy electricity from Eskom, and we buy about a billion rand worth of electricity every month. And we have got 30 days to pay that. So at any given time in a month, we are probably being debt to Eskom for about a billion rand. What is in court, and for as much as there was an initial judgment on that, which we respect, we have appealed the judgments because we think that there is prospect of success on our part. So the jury is therefore out in terms of who owes what with respect to that billion rand. But it is, the point is that it's a disputed amount. And if it is in our favor, if the judgment eventually is in our favor, then it will cascade to the customers because it is disputed because it's considered to be undue over and above what has been consumed and purchased from ESCO. So it is important that we that the legal process is allowed to take its normal course and come to a conclusion, and then we will see then who may have been the one that is right or wrong.
Fantastic. Mr. Hinda, I could speak to you all evening just to fully understand the complexities of your job and what we see in the ecosystem to make sure that power is able to be brought to South African citizens and, of course, that we can afford to pay for it. But we'll leave it there for tonight. Truly appreciate your time, Mr. Hinda, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, ma'am, and good night to the customers.
Thank you. That's Frank Hinda, who is the General Manager for Tariffs at City Power, giving us some insight into that 200 rand fee increase that we'll see. A lot of frustration that's been shared by South Africans on social media, some saying it's daylight robbery, and others actually saying, well, let's just pay for the service. But there's a great level of frustration, and I'm keen for you to share your thoughts with us. 063-688-0959. We're going to take a quick breather, and on the other side of this, we're going to reconnect our line to Mielani Oleni. He joins us as a group chief advisor at Ndiso Consulting Group. And you'd be well aware that Mielani is our go-to guy when it comes to understanding how local governments and municipalities essentially work and operate. And we'll get some context into getting further clarity on how it is that City Power and we as residents need to manage these tariff increases, but most importantly, the prioritizing of the adequate running of the city.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.